The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are not necessarily the views of WMAL.
The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozelle Live by Dr. Tom Rozelle, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. Indeed, I'm live, and it's beautiful outside. It's absolutely stunning. It's gorgeous. Many of you went to the CPAC convention downtown yesterday. Hope you had a good time. I was trying to get down there, but unfortunately, as things piled up on my plate, I wasn't able to do that. Besides that, I'm kind of a rabble-rouser and probably should stay away from things like that. Having said that, I got some information for you today. I have some things that you need to think about, and it kind of falls in line with the program that we're going to be doing at the Rozelle Center for Healing this coming Wednesday the 15th, not this week, the week after, at 6 o'clock in the evening at the Rozelle Center for Healing. And it's going to be a very revealing night. Dr. Harlan Browning will be my co-lecturer, but I will be leading the pack, and we're going to be going over some things that are very significant. We're going to be talking about all forms of degenerative disease, arthritis particularly, and how they affect joint spaces and muscle patterns and so forth, and why, you know, you walk like you're an automaton, just slow and purposeful, and you're hurt and you're inflamed and so forth. But we'll get into that. But I want you to know that there's solutions to this, but you have to know why. And we're going to touch a little bit about that today, and we're going to talk about things that trigger inflammatory arthritis. And one of the things we're going to talk about in depth and how it does that is this friend of ours called COVID-19 and all the things that we now know about it that were coming out over the period of the last couple of years. But unfortunately, media suppression is a wonderful thing. But here we go. We're going to get into this. And by the way, before I get deep into the program today, I want to apologize to all of you for the technical difficulties that we had last week when I was broadcasting from the Florida Chiropractic Physicians Association convention floor. It was a little challenging, but I went back and I listened, and it was good enough that you got a lot of data, and hopefully that you were able to, you know, kind of put that away. But this program today is going to be on different types of viral triggers when it comes to the onset, if you will, of arthritic conditions. So we're going to talk about viral patterns, and there was an interesting article that was published, The Lancet, which is one of the primary medical magazines, publications, and this goes back to October the 5th of 2020. And so we're going to talk about that in kind of in retrospect and then move it forward and what's really happening now. You know me, I'm kind of digging all over the place, and I look at all these pieces of the puzzle. My personal experience with viral patterns, particularly Epstein-Barr and so forth, caused some challenges in my body, those of you who know me, and fortunately I've overcome them at this point. But having said that, let's get into viral arthritic swimming pool here. So what I'm saying is viral arthritis. What does that have to do? And COVID-19 and the vaccines that also were part and parcel of making things not better but worse, according to the traditional medical community that is now showing its cards and saying, yeah, we had some suspicions, but nevertheless. But let's roll the clock back. Let's go back, you know, when all this stuff started, at least when we thought it started, and actually started way before that, that the COVID-19 outbreak that took place, and then the morphing of the different substrates of that caused by a very acute, severe acute respiratory syndrome. That's why they called it SARS-CoV-2, right? So coronavirus 2 is characterized by, you know, this interstitial pneumonia. That means swelling. What that means is that the lung tissue, the alveoli, these little air sacs get kind of hammered. There's fatigue, there's headache, but there's pain. That's called arthralgia, pain, joint pain. And it's one of the symptoms that occur with many patients that have COVID-19. And the statistics say that it's present in over 15% of the cases. Well, that when you talk about the millions and millions of people that were affected, that's significant. The data on rheumatic and inflammatory presentations, such as arthritis, is for the most part scarce, but now it's starting to come to the surface. But viral infections, you know, all kinds of viral infections, and we're going to talk about that, are known to cause acute arthralgia meaning joint pain, and arthritis, inflammatory reaction of the joints. So when we see these joints that are supposedly arthritic, and they occur after an infection by all kinds of pathogens, and the list is huge, everything from hepatitis B to hepatitis C and something called parvovirus and EBV, Epstein-Barr virus, which everybody has hibernated in their body, HIV. The list goes on, and even Zika virus and SARS. These are all, as we've talked about before, enveloped or protected, shielded viruses. The diagnosis of viral arthritis can be difficult to confirm. You have to really go through, it's not this, it's not this, it's not this, in the medical arena. But if you look at blood work, there's a lot of evidence that has a tendency to point the finger directly at it, but sometimes, well, it could be something else. Well, and, you know, it may not be that, or it could be a glitch in, you know, the reporting. Well, not so much. And so they go through and they say approximately 1%, and actually the number is bigger than that, of all cases of acute, that means right now onset, swelling, inflammatory arthritis, have a viral origin. And now that's not talking about other types of problems, but at least the initial symptomatic onset. That's crazy, right? So if we know that, and we know that the preponderance of people that it's actually affecting, it has to get your attention. At least it gets mine. And think about it. If you've had the vaccines, if you've had the boosters, if you've had COVID, and now you have long haulers and your body's hurting all over the place, what is triggering it? What's going on? Did it suddenly just show up, or is there a linkage? You know, respiratory viral infections have forever been associated with an increased number of rheumatoid arthritic conditions, particularly in women and older patients, geriatric patients. What that suggests is that viral infections might be environmental risk factor for developing rheumatoid arthritis. So it's not just COVID. So we're going to mask forever. And, you know, so we don't, but first of all, you know, the damn masks don't work, right? Hopefully you got that piece by now, because even the CDC has come out and said, we were wrong. They didn't work. They didn't solve anything. And even isolation, you know, stay home like we did for a while, didn't work. And now they're revealing their hand that they were wrong. And I'll be kind and just simply say they were wrong, that these things were not effective. So what are you supposed to do? How do you get the data? Remember, I've said repetitively, be careful the talking heads, regardless of what side of the platform they're on. You really have to look behind the scenes. So here's the deal. We got to understand what happens with SARS-CoV-2. It enters the cell via, and we've all heard the term, ACE2 receptor. It's an angiotensin converting enzyme. That's all it is. And it has a sensor on it, and it inputs information, and it's a biological directive, if you will, for it to do certain things and attach itself to certain places. We've gone into that constantly over a period of the months that we've been involved in this. And thus, it leads to production of something called interleukin-6, and now we know interleukin-12 and a substrate of that as well, which causes a huge inflammatory reaction and a triggering event called viral arthritis. So your arthritic conditions are getting far worse. Now, from the viewpoint of traditional rheumatologists, evaluating SARS-CoV-2 in inflammation has to be very specific, and you have to say, let's look for that. And if they're not going to look for it, if they're not tuned in to figure out that that might be part of the problem, then, you know, they may not fingerpoint it, but a lot of the information I'm going to give you today comes from research that was done in the traditional allopathic community, and it was published in some of their better journals, if you will. And the one that I'm quoting from at this point is The Lancet. It's a rheumatology journal of Lancet. And some very, very significant people that are behind this. There's Simone Parisi and Richard Borelli, Sabina Bianchi. These are top shelf folks. And, you know, they really can't be said, well, you don't know what you're talking about type of thing like they did to so many other people. But here's the situation. You have to understand how this stuff works. In, you might get a little bit of a response to an NSAID, a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory. That's your Advils and things of that nature, Celebrex and the like. And it's good in the initial phases of the symptomological infection, but it's self-limiting. And then it kind of blows up after that, and you have all kinds of problems that begin to occur subsequent to that. It actually makes things a little bit worse. But to the knowledge that is present today, the first cases of COVID-19 in Europe, cases of arthralgia, joint pain, had been reported prior to that in, guess where, in China, and single arthritic conditions were reported in Thailand that were triggered by these viral onslaughts. Interesting. So if nothing else, you have to say it's interesting. So we want to get into that just a little bit and talk about the clinical characteristics. A lot of this work came out of China going back beyond 2020, before that, I should say, and going back into 2019, which they already knew about way early. We knew about the information in the early part of 2019. But unfortunately, the information was skewed for a lot of reasons. We're not going to get into the politics of that at this point. But we also know that there was ways that they learned to deal with this thing. But the analysis and identification of these alterations in the RNA expression was really part of this craziness that triggered the viral infection. So on the 15th, when we do the presentation on arthritic problems at the Results Center for Healing, we're going to get into them all. We're going to get into rheumatoid. We're going to get into the traditional just osteoarthritis. But underneath that osteoarthritis, that joint space breakdown, that degenerative disease, there often is other viral strains that are part of that. And I'm talking about not only COVID, but I'm talking Epstein-Barr, cytomegalovirus, any of the herpetic reactions and so forth. If your immune system is not working well, if you're kind of beat up and you don't pay attention, you're not eating the things that you should be eating, so subsequently your body's on fire, meaning acidic, it's inflamed like crazy, the activation of these things are over the top. And we wanted to talk a little bit about these viral patterns today, and I'm going to kind of walk you through it a little bit, because you really need to understand why so many of you at this point might be suffering more so than you've been in quite some time. It's, you know, it's kind of a strange thing, but not so strange. We're coming up to a break here in just a second or two, and I want you to remember that there's always a way out. That means there's always a way to fix things if you really know what it is that you're dealing with. And if you don't, you can be in bigger trouble than you started out with. 15th, put it on your calendar. I want you to register for that class, because remember, we're over full most of the time when we do these presentations. And I promise you, this one's going to give you answers to a lot of things that you hadn't thought about before. We're coming up to a break. You're listening to Dr. Tom Roszell Live. Don't go away. I'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Roszell. You're listening to Dr. Tom Roszell Live. Interesting program today, right? It's beautiful outside, and I want you to go out and get that sunshine, because your body needs it to heal with. But we're talking about viral patterns as it relates to pain. And what am I talking about? Arthritis, arthralgias, degenerative diseases, and so forth. But we're finger pointing on a lot of different viruses. And we're talking about, as well, COVID-19 and also the vaccines that triggered these sleeping giants, if you will, these monsters within their body, which you all have. That's how you get your immune system. You can't stop viruses from entering your body, nor should you. You just want to keep your immune system nice and strong, so you keep your immunological reactions at the front of the battlefield, so you don't deal with this stuff. You know, as time goes on, and, you know, the one commercial that drives me crazy, and you've heard it all, heard me say it before, is the one on shingles. You know, if you've ever had chickenpox, you have the virus that lives in you that can give you shingles. Well, that's true, but the other piece of the story is simply this. If you already have the virus that could give you shingles, why do you want to give the same virus again? Does it make any sense to you? You already have it there, so you've already developed a reaction to it. The only reason viral patterns or anything else show themselves if they're dormant is because your immune system has been kicked in the pants and you're not doing the things that you need to do to protect yourself. Your nervous system isn't working the way it's supposed to. So the different organ systems, remember, brain, spinal cord, 31 pairs of nerves, they go to organs, they go to muscles. And if they're not working the way they're supposed to because they're being overstretched or they're being pressed or they don't have the biochemistry that they need to protect you, well, you're going to have a problem. And it's the same thing with any of these underlying things. If you're eating garbage and your body's too acidic, you're going to have a problem. When we get back into the second part of the show today, we're going to talk about the vaccines a little bit and the triggering mechanisms of all these underlying sleeping monsters, as I said, that have been there. And there's been huge studies. There was a cohort study that I just read that had 1,519 people that had arthritic conditions and additionally other skeletal conditions along with it. And we're going to talk about what happened to them and how they exacerbated and what the situation was. You know, they're saying in the medical literature, well, it was only a couple percentage points, but there's a lot of people out there that are in pain. We see them every day in our practice. And the bottom line is, where is that pain coming from? You know, we're seeing increased risks with people that are now requiring hospitalization because of pain, because they hurt, because their joints aren't working, because they're degenerating. I read an article the other day that joint replacement surgeries are on the rise. Why? What's going on there? There's people that need to get in and they're struggling with surgical procedures. There's across the board, even cardiac conditions that are being triggered because of this. But we can go through, we can talk about psoriatic arthritis and the other forms that are taking place and rheumatoid and other degenerative diseases. And by the way, on the 15th of this month, we're going to be doing an in-house program at the Rozelle Center of Healing. Dr. Harlan Browning, the professor, will be there with me. I will be leading the pack, as they say, and we're going to be talking about these things. We're going to be telling you the truth, but we're going to give you ways to get rid of these things. When we come back, we're going to talk about a little bit of the vaccinations and how they triggered things up, and we're going to talk about, you know, what really took place with immunological reactions. I think it's information that you need to know about. And a lot of the data that I'm talking about today is coming directly out of Medical News Today and Lancet Journal and out of the World Health Organization and so forth. And we have it to back it up. So it's all here. It's just a matter that you're not getting it. And I'm the guy that goes in and digs deeply and makes sure that I have that information, you know, to tell you. You know, there's a study that talked about the biologics and neutralizing certain situations that 94%, one of these studies said that, you know, had a negative effect on things that protect you. They're called beta cells or B cells, and they make your antibodies. So they're shutting it down. So now you have a less of a protective pattern. Not okay. It's not a good thing. If that's the case, if your immune system is crashing, doesn't it go to the fact that you're going to come down with something at some point that you're not going to be able to fight? Viral patterns are one of them. So we want to make sure that you have the data, you know what to do. We're going to do that on the 15th, and we're going to give you step by step. I'll give you a little bit of it today so you can have some information to kind of dig a little deeper, you know, check it out. You know, if you have a rash on your body, it may not just be an allergy reaction. It might be an allergy reaction to the virus. It may be an allergy reaction to a vaccine. If you have problems, you know, even short-term breathing patterns, could it be a problem with a viral pattern? Maybe, you know, but there's other reasons for it. Anyway, we're coming up to a break, and I want to give you real specific details. Make sure you don't go away. This is fascinating to me because I dig, and I dig simply for you so you can take the data and apply it and get your health back the way it's supposed to be. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. Don't go away. I'll be right back.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live continues now on News Talk 105.9 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. It's a beautiful day. It's nice to be alive, right? It's nice to be out there and enjoying the day, and hopefully you'll get some exercise. You'll go for a walk. And by the way, you know, running, as far as I'm concerned, that long distance stuff, it's good for your headspace. I know it increases your endorphins. It makes you feel good, but there are better ways of getting in shape. And that means increased muscle mass. So your energetics continue to rise, and actually it's far better for you. And there's this thing called HIIT training, H-I-I-T, high intensity interval training. That means bursts of energy, then slowing down gently, bursts of energy and slowing. And you can do it with weights. You can do it with running. You can do it with walking. You can do it with all kinds of things. So you have to do it based on your health. You have to do it based on your limitations, but you can always get better. So I just want you to put that in your kind of your back pocket and think about it. But exercise is critical. Don't sit down and just grab the remote and sit around and do nothing. Get out and enjoy this beautiful sunshine. It's absolutely phenomenal. It's gorgeous outside. We're talking about viral triggers that affect something called arthritic conditions or joint space destruction. And by the way, I'm here this today at 888-630-9625, 888-630-9625. I'd love to talk to you if you have a question directly. And again, remember, the 15th of this month, we're going to be doing an in-house presentation at the Rozelle Center for Healing in Fairfax. Join us. All you have to do is go online at rozellecare.com. That's rozellecare.com, rozellecare.com. Scroll down, see the block where it says the lecture, click it, register, give us a way to get a hold of you so we can make sure that we confirm. Or if you'd like to do it the old-fashioned way, 703-698-7117. That's 703-698-7117. And tell our staff that you'd like to attend, and we'll reserve a seat for you. And I want to remind you, please, if you reserve and you register, please come, because we've had to turn people away because we were full house. And we want to make sure that we don't do that to you and we don't do it to somebody else because we forgot. So I promise you it'll be a great night. Those of you who know Dr. Harlan Browning know that he's amazing, and his information just continues to be forthcoming, but there's so much that can be done. Remember, arthritis is simply an inflammatory reaction of the joint spaces. Arthrosis is a destruction of the joint spaces. Arthralgia simply means that there is pain within the joint spaces, and all of those things seem to be involved in viral triggers. Now, if you read the literature on COVID-19 and the vaccines, they're going to tell you, well, you know, that by itself is not a big deal. But what they're not telling you is that they're triggering underlying sleeping monsters, the Epstein-Barr virus, the SARS, the HIV, the cytomegalovirus patterns, and so forth. Those guys are in your system. And we talked about it a little bit before, chickenpox, right? Sits in our body for years. And then when our immune system drops, that virus that's there now gives us a problem with shingles. Well, because a lot of these things rest in the nervous system. They rest in the lymphatic system. They rest in joint spaces. And when they do that, they can cause a lot of damage. And depends on how good your immune system is. But whether or not you have a rheumatoid condition or gouty arthritis or psoriatic arthritis or degenerative disease arthritis, you know, you're looking when they activate things that can trigger pro-inflammatory reactions. And the technical term is pro-inflammatory cytokines. And they contribute, these pro-inflammatory cytokines contribute to cartilage destruction. They cause the cartilage to break down. Now, my journey over the last few years, I've learned a lot about this, as many of you know, but it's for you. You know, my journey was, you know, a challenge, but it was one that I came up with a lot of good information, things that we're going to be able to do more for you because of and getting into the research. But the good thing is that last year, starting in 2022, a lot of the stuff that we've known outside of the United States, this good old country of ours, that were there in Europe and coming out in the European journals and the British medical journals and out of even Saudi Arabia and so forth, we're seeing that this has now finally hit our mainstream press. If you look for it, but you got to look for it. Now, it's at least not being blocked, but you got to look for it. It's there. You know, I talked about the research that came out of Saudi Arabia during COVID, and they said that the Epstein-Barr viral pattern was triggered because of the vaccines and triggered because of COVID-2. And subsequently, you know, we were struggling with that, and that Epstein-Barr virus is known to live in joint spaces and can cause all kinds of destructive patterns, besides not feeling good, besides not having enough energy, besides, you know, kind of gasping for air and so forth. All of those things are kind of interesting. When you look for things like osteoarthritis and treatment of that, it's rare that you're going to find the why is that. I'm the guy that wants to know why. How come? What's really causing it? You know, so what can we do? You know, you talked about how can we stop these things? Then you know, everybody said, well, mask and shut down and these vaccines and the booster shots. And I said, it's the best way of reducing that. Well, we're finding out that may not be true. And if anything, it increased the problem that we're beginning to see and unfold in front of us. And that's the secondary health problems, you know, the long COVID applications where you can get long, not only long COVID, but you can get long viral as well. You know, long standing viral onslaught that your body's been dealing with quite well. Thank you very much. And then subsequently, now you can't anymore. And because you can't, you know, you start seeing things begin to break down, and we will get into that very, very specifically on the 15th. But, you know, we've talked about vitamin D and making sure that your immune system has enough of that. We're talking about melatonin. We're talking about vitamin C, which triggers interferon reactions in the body. We're talking about a lot of different things that you can do, but it also starts with your exposures and your dietary patterns and your stress levels. So, you know, severe cases of COVID-19 and other viral components, not just COVID-19, and this is what I want you to understand, not just COVID-19, release huge, huge amounts of cytokines. And we talked about, you know, the first onslaught, by the way, is interleukin-1. So any type of infection, that's the first piece. The body goes into defense, goes in to try to protect you. It's good for you, interleukin pathways. Now, interleukins can be good and bad till you get to interleukin 16 and 18. Now, that can cause huge amounts of destructive because they get out of control. Vitamin D deficiency through this whole thing was associated with tremendously reduced immunological function and enhancing these interleukin 6, what we call the cytokine storm, and causing more destructive patterns. And I'm going to get into that, you know, as when we were at the presentation. But what I want you to know is that there was a lot of treatment with huge amounts of vitamin D outside of this country. We're talking in some cases up to 200,000 units that were working miraculously. Now, you're not keeping them on them every day, but an initial onslaught of giving that type of thing. We want to make sure that the blood levels are high enough to trigger, you know, what it needs to do. And you say, oh my God, you know, that much? My doctor told me if I'm above, you know, 50 or 60, on the blood scale that I got to cut back. Well, no, actually, every time I do mine, I try to keep it at about 85 to 90, 92. So my immune system is nice and strong. And, you know, if you took the things that I took on a day basis to prevent any kind of, craziness like this, it'd probably choke you, but that's my choices, right? So, but we know that vitamin D, is associated with, reversing respiratory disease and tuberculosis and asthma. And obviously the reverse is true. If you're low levels of vitamin D, it increases your risk of getting those things, obstructive pulmonary disease, COPD. It's important that you understand this. Do your homework. You know, we talked about why hydroxychloroquine and zinc worked so well for so many people. Well, the reason that it did is simply that the hydroxychloroquine is something called an ionophore. It takes something and drags it into the cell. So it drops the inflammation. Remember, I keep saying that inflammatory reactions block the body's ability to do certain things. Things can't get into the cell, and every cell has receptors for all kinds of hormonal tags and nutrients and so forth. Well, if that inflammation is there, you got to get through it. Otherwise, you could take that stuff all day. It's not going to work. That's why so many of you say, oh, I'm taking this for whatever it is that you tell me you're taking, but your inflammation is so high that it's not working for you. And we have to make sure that it has the highway to get into the system, because if it doesn't, doesn't make any difference what you take. It's not going to work. So we have to look at what your body has as an underlying terrain, and we have to make sure that we make that we increase your ability to stimulate immunological reactions. There was a cohort study of 11,321 people from 14 countries. I almost reversed my thought process there. And it demonstrated that supplementing with vitamin D dramatically decreased the risk of acute respiratory infections. It was crazy. And this is in people who were supposedly deficient and people who were adequate in vitamin D levels. So the functional medicine normals for vitamin D have increased dramatically. And they get up into the neighborhood now, 110, 115, and people are saying, no, you can't get that high. It's dangerous. Well, it's not. It's really not that dangerous. It's not that dangerous at all. We have to make sure it's transporting, that it's getting into the system. Again, going back to that barrier called inflammation. So any viral component, and that's where we're headed with this, any viral component, regardless if it's SARS-CoV-2 or whether it's the booster shots that aggravate and stimulate other viral storms within your body, when you have those things there, you want to decrease that veil, but you got to get the stuff in. So you have to find out what the inflammation is. It an infectious state that is underlying that? Maybe something else. Maybe it's a bacterial problem. Is it one where it's due to some kind of, you know, acidity food? Most of our food is acidic. It needs to be alkaline. You know, when you look at your plate, when you eat food, 3/4 of it should be alkaline. 1/4 of it you can get away with as long as the rest of it is a strong enough alkalinity. How many of you are drinking sodas all the time? It's highly acidic. How many of you are going out and, you know, you're getting your ice cream fix every night and whatever else you're putting into it? That's highly acidic. You're setting the stage, and you wonder why you got that extra 10, 15, 20, and maybe more pounds around you that you don't seem to get rid of. That's inflammatory. And if you don't get rid of the inflammatory reaction, you can't fix anything. So we got to understand what this degenerative arthritic condition is and why it shows up. And we don't want to have to use exogenous, artificial input like what? Like drugs. We don't want to do drugs if we don't have to do drugs. We want to do things that are going to enhance our body. It's going to alkalize it. It's going to upregulate immunological response. It's going to allow us to have a little bit of movement. You know, how many of you have been to the doc and you were told that you had osteophytes, these little beaks, these little spurs, these little bone projections, and you want to know where they came from? They form as a result of inflammation in the cartilage in the tendons. They occur where bone touches bone. And it's a lot of people say, well, it's the way that your body protects you. It's the way that it maintains its equilibrium. Well, you know what? Here's the deal. You know, these arthritic conditions like that, these osteophytes, these bone spurs, then another term, if they're where the nerve comes out, is called stenosis caused by this type of formation. And you can have a stenosis for all kinds of reasons, but they occur between the bones and there's all kinds of friction and wear and tear and so forth. But if the inflammation wasn't there, they would not form. You might get some decrease in spacing and so forth, but osteoarthritis, that bone on bone wear and tear, a little different than rheumatoid. Rheumatoid is a separate condition, has to do with the immune system. the symptoms occur mainly in certain affected joints and so forth. So when you understand that, you can't just say one size fits all. And here's the problem. Here's something else that you've heard me talk about in the past. When your doctor says, oh, you have rheumatoid, or you have psoriatic arthritis, or you have gouty, whatever it is, they're going to give you in today's world often, not always, but more often than I like to see, a biological that suppresses your body's immune reaction, your natural response to damage that's going on. A biological shuts down your innate immune response. So now you have all these side effects and these potential problems, like what? Like more susceptibility to cancers, more problems with coronary disease, more problems with all kinds of other things that you wouldn't have had otherwise. It sets the stage for a predisposition. And now that's why, these beautiful commercials on television with all these drugs, and then these subcategories are blah, 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 and cancer and death. Well, I don't know about you, but that tells me there's got to be another way. There has to be something else that's out there. But your doctors will prescribe things like Cymbalta and NSAIDs and Ultram, and they'll even give you steroid injections. All of these things begin to worsen the condition over a period of time because it suppresses your body's own innate ability to heal itself. So instead of supporting that, we're contributing to the condition, and we're going to get into that in a very, very specific way, as we go through. But we want to, we want to look at lifestyle when it comes to these conditions, and even as it relates to viral conditions. It's so important. You're hurting and you're inflamed, but what's causing that triggering mechanism? What's causing that underlying worsening, if you will? So you have to kind of take it apart and take a look at it. Why is that arthritis coming about because of an inflammatory something that's underneath it? Well, let's back off and take a look. Our food is terrible. We drink too much. We're smoking. Today, kids are using party drugs. And I say that very finger pointedly, things that I said, how can you do this to your body? Don't you have any respect for the human condition? I'm not sure how we've gone down this brick road, but it's my intention to give everybody as much data as we possibly can to be able to reverse and change things. When I do a report of findings that includes something called a brain body diagram, and what I mean by that is I take a piece of paper and I tell people there's only three things that cause anything, and one is injury, so you have an underlying injury. The other one is chemical electric, so you trigger that underlying injury to worse and the stress patterns that go along with it. Now, it affects multiple systems in the body, and we have to look at that backup of toxins and swelling that your body can't get rid of. Because we've given it different types of drugs, now those are toxic and they cause their side effects as well. So your body goes into a struggle, and slowly over a period of time, this beautiful machine that you call the human condition, the human body, that should be able to defend and fight itself, no longer is able to do that, and you go down that slippery slope. We're going to get into that in depth on the 15th, and I'm going to show you how to reverse that, and that's the most important thing, the things that you can do. We're coming up to a break. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozell Live. Don't go away. I'll be right back after some very important messages.
News Talk 105.9.
WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rozell. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozell Live, as you do every Sunday at high noon at the Eastern Seaboard. Those of you who are out west, thank you. And wherever you're listening from, I really appreciate it. You always surprise me with, the different parts of the country and the world, by the way, that you seem to have found a way to tap in, even in Canada. And, hopefully I'm serving you and I'm giving you all the information that you need to have to make your life better. We continue to do this on an ongoing basis. We want to thank our men and women in service, because without you, I couldn't do this program. They would have put me down a long time ago. But thank you very much. And please know that anything I can do for you, all you have to do is reach out, go to RozellCare.com or DrTomRozell.com, and I will always get back to you as quickly as I possibly can. We're going to kind of roll this up, but I want you to remember that the 15th of this month is when we're going to be going over this subject in depth. And this is going to be at the Rozelle Center for Healing in Fairfax, 6 o'clock. All you have to do is go to rozellecare.com and register, R-O-S-E-L-L-E-C-A-R-E.com. Before we kind of wind it up, I want to go to the phones. Susan, thank you for calling. How can I help you?
Hi, I just wanted to elaborate more on the shingles vaccine. Every time I go for physical, my doctor encourages me to get it, and I've yet to get it. I'm 60. Friends and family who have gotten it have had bad reactions to it. And lastly, over 10 years ago, my husband had shingles, and I got a very mild case of chicken pox. So I wonder how vulnerable I am.
Well, so here's the deal. You know, all of us have, that we've ever had chicken pox, we have some susceptibility to shingles. Now, what does that really mean? That means if your immune system is working properly, most viral patterns aren't going to bite you. And if they do, it's going to be a very, very low level. The problem is that, and by the way, I'm older than you are, and I've never had that vaccine. I haven't had any vaccines in my body, period, end of story, and since I was in the Marine Corps at Quantico, Virginia, back during the Vietnam era. And God knows what they put in my body then. But since then, nothing. So what you have to focus on is keeping your body's immunological responses as strong as you possibly can. And that's not by putting things in your body. Because here's what I said earlier in the program. You have the virus sitting there, and your body's been doing a good job of protecting you. And they're going to put the same virus at a lower level in your body, supposedly to trigger an immune response. But what we do know about that vaccine is that in itself, it often can cause shingles to occur. And so you're taking a risk as well. So if your immune system is depleted, then when you get that vaccine, you're going to have a greater risk of getting shingles than you would before you had the vaccine, because now you got a double whammy. And that's just a matter of, you know, checking it out. And, you know, you go through and you look at it and says, well, if you've ever had chicken pox, you know, if you've ever had blah, 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 you should get this vaccine. Well, every time you have a vaccine, your immune system is compromised. I look at it from a place of upregulating your innate immune system, keeping your body in good shape. So why do we have a greater risk as we get older? That's the question that we should all ask. It's simply this, because all the slings and arrows are catching up with us because of our neglect, that we haven't done the things that we should be doing and so forth. But you can end up with, you can end up with shingles because of it. You can end up with fevers. You can end up with arthritic triggers because of that vaccine. It's all there. You just, you know, if you go to the literature and you start looking at it, you go to National Institute of Health, it will show you those things. They just don't want you to know about it because it doesn't sell drugs for the drug companies. And, you know, at the end of the day, is we're talking about big business. It's huge. So it's rare, you know, that you say, well, if you get the vaccine, you may not get shingles. Well, what are they doing? Are they really looking at the people that wouldn't have gotten it anyway because their immune system is good? Or is, you know, are they manipulating the information? So you have to look, you're going to have all kinds of side effects. For my body, Susan, all I can tell you that nothing's going in there. But think about this. If your immune system is good, if you're willing to really do the things that are necessary to upregulate your immune system, I would be very hesitant. That's my opinion. And it's based on the literature that's out there. We're coming up to a break, the last break of the show. And unfortunately, I've got to say goodbye until next week. And hopefully you'll attend the 15th and get as much data as you can. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. Remember, I continue to do this program for one reason and one reason only. I love you all.